Welcome to Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. It's great to have your company this morning. With the largest portion of the health care reform bill not set to go into law until next year, new research indicates the law is already having an impact on one population. The study by the Rand Corporation and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services indicates health care reform measures are already shielding young adults under the age of 26 from steep medical costs linked to emergency medical care. But many questions remain for consumers and business owners about the impact the law will have, especially in Wisconsin, which has declined to set up a state-run health care exchange. We spoke with Barbara Zabawa last year about uncertainties linked to the Affordable Care Act. Zabawa is a Madison-based attorney who specializes in health care litigation at the firm of White Hirschbeck Dudek SC, and so we invited her back recently for an update. Zabawa tells Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke that uncertainty is still the watchword.
It seems to be the mantra with this bill. I think the uncertainty now is what will the consumers do once they are required to buy health insurance? Will they buy or will they not buy? We're not sure yet of the price of health insurance. We won't know until later this summer, maybe early fall.
There are some states that are putting this have rolled things out already, and they're starting to see prices, but it's really on a case-by-case basis, right?
Correct. I mean, it depends on how far along the state is. Wisconsin, we don't know yet what the prices of health insurance premiums will look like. There have been a lot of predictions, all of them, of course, indicating that they will be significantly higher than what they are today.
Well, and what is your best as someone who has studied this? Is that likely to be the case?
I think so. I don't know how we can avoid it. I don't know the degree to which the increase will be, but I do know that there will be additional taxes placed on health insurers. There are significant restrictions on how they can underwrite policies that they will no longer be able to do, that they still do today. And there will be an influx of people who are waiting for health insurance because they have pre-existing conditions and can't buy it because of those pre-existing conditions. And as of January 1, that will no longer be a limitation. So we'll have an influx of different variables that I think will make insurance premiums increase. But some states have seen that, I think California, for example, has seen an increase that was lower than expected. So maybe we'll be pleasantly surprised.
Are there questions that you're hearing on a business owner level at this point that are common?
Right. What to do? Pay or play? For those employers who have more than 50 employees, full-time employees, those employers are wondering if they don't offer health insurance now, should they offer health insurance or should they modify their plans in such a way to comply with the two requirements that can help them avoid a penalty if they offer health insurance? And so a lot of those calculations and decisions are being made now, although it's still somewhat in a vacuum because we don't have all the answers to all the important questions. So I'm often talking to business groups who are just wondering what they need to do with their health insurance plans, if anything, and it's difficult to advise, again, without knowing all of the facts.
Well, without knowing all of the facts, is there a single bit of advice you find yourself most frequently giving?
I tell business groups that there are options that they can explore. They can explore self-insurance. They can explore what other business groups. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal, which I found very interesting, that other business groups are looking at offering some amount of coverage and, depending on their workforce, are banking on the fact that their employees will not go to the exchange and buy health insurance. And that would trigger a penalty in otherwise would trigger a penalty. So those are some of the things that I talk about. But they should definitely be counting how many employees they have to see if they meet the 50 or more threshold. And if they do, then they know at least they either have to offer health insurance to avoid a $2,000 per full-time employee penalty minus the first 30, or they have to offer – they do offer insurance. That insurance has to meet the minimum value and affordability requirements, or face a $3,000 per employee penalty, full-time employee penalty, who goes to the exchange and receives a subsidy.
Are there people who believe that this could all still not happen?
I think so. We certainly have Congress who, I don't know how many times they've tried to repeal. They just tried again last week to repeal the law. And certainly there's talk in Congress about trying to modify some of these employer penalties, but it's all usually rolled up in other packages of legislation that they're trying to push through. So, you know, there's definitely wishful thinking that some of this will not occur. But my best advice is that assume that it will.
So one of the big developments that has taken place, there will not be a state-run healthcare exchange in this state, but that could also change at some point. The state could decide to do it, correct?
Absolutely. Just because we decided now to have the federal government operate our exchange, we can change our mind in the future and decide to have our own state-based exchange.
What do we know about the federal government exchange, the federal version of the exchange, where it is in terms of development and how it's likely to impact people at either the business owner or consumer level?
Well, according to the federal government authorities that I've heard, it's all on track, and we will have an exchange available to Wisconsin consumers as of October 1. We don't know exactly what it will look like. The people who are supposed to be out on the ground promoting this exchange are in the process of being hired, and grants are in the process of being provided for navigators and others who will be encouraging people to sign up. I have also heard that this exchange will look a lot like a website that you would use to purchase airline tickets. So you will have an option. You'll type in your different information on income and family size, and out will come, you know, a variety of options for health insurance, and then you can look and decide which one suits you best. That is all supposed to be happening as of October 1. The federal government has assured us that that will be the case. I think it will be difficult for anyone who doesn't have access to a navigator to call the federal government and actually find a reasonable, reliable resource. I'm not quite sure that that will be in place. They say it will, but I know of some people in Wisconsin are concerned that the customer service won't be quite as good as if it had been a state-based exchange.
Would you imagine a certain degree of chaos for some time from October 1st forward?
I think so. With any new massive initiative, you're going to have bumps in the road, and it's all new for everyone, for the people on the supply side as well as on the demand side, who will be having questions and concerns about how this will all operate. So it'll be a learning experience for everyone, and I think that's why a lot of states have decided to wait and see how it all works before jumping in and trying to operate it on their own.
If I understand correctly, the law is set to go fully into effect next year, correct?
January 1, most of the provisions, remaining provisions, will be in effect. Yes.
What else still has to happen between now and then?
Well, for employers, there's a fee that they all will need to pay in July. By July of this year, they will need to pay $1 per covered life in their plans to fund this research institute that will be conducting analyses on the effectiveness of health care so that people can make better choices on purchasing health care. And there, of course, the exchanges need to be set up, which is going to be in full force over the summer.
Consumers are going to have to start really getting involved pretty soon.
Yes, they will. As of October, they will be expected to start researching health insurance options for their marketplace. And by January 1, those who are not exempt from purchasing health insurance will be expected to have a health insurance policy in place. So they will definitely be involved in the purchase of health insurance, which is why we have a lot of different educational programs that are supposed to be occurring up and running to help with those decisions so that they make better decisions.
At the end of the day, this was all initiated so that the fairly large part of the population that did not have access to health insurance would have better access to health insurance. Is that likely to happen? Are things for a certain group of people likely to get better in your estimation after, say, January 1st of next year?
Absolutely. I think those people who have pre-existing conditions and are unable to buy health insurance because of that will benefit greatly from the Affordable Care Act.
And as far as everyone else in this equation, the costs are inevitably going to be passed along.
Most likely, yes. I mean, we'll have a more of a community rating health insurance system under the Affordable Care Act, where those who aren't using the health insurance will be paying more, and those who are using it will be paying a little less than they otherwise would without the Affordable Care Act.
You think it's likely that market forces will kick in different ways as this progresses, as all of this gets phased in?
Well, I think we'll see markets outside the exchange, where we know in Wisconsin that the Office of Commissioner of Insurance is expecting to have a very robust insurance market outside of the exchange. The Affordable Care Act does have some limitations on how that market can operate. If a plan is offered in the exchange, it also has to be offered outside the exchange under similar circumstances. And so there are some limitations, but I'm sure that we'll see different market forces arise. It's really kind of hard to predict, just like with everything with this Health Reform Act. It's really hard to predict what will end up happening.
Well, Barbara Zabawa, thank you so much for sharing your analysis, if not outright predictions, on what's going to happen going forward, and hope we can talk again.
Oh, thank you. It was enjoyable.
Barbara Zabawa is a Madison-based attorney who specializes in healthcare litigation at the firm of White, Hirschbeck, Dudek, SC. She spoke with Mitch Teich. Coming up next, we'll take a trip to the Sherman Park neighborhood and learn about a church-based nonprofit that's working to overcome segregation and division in Milwaukee. Lake Effect's Amy Kiley reports on how things are going when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.